The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, it's Ellen Wells with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find right here at plantersplace.com. Today we will be talking about growing cucumbers vertically. I had the same conversation with my brother just a few days ago. My brother Craig lives in South Dakota, and he said when he grew his cucumber crop this year vertically up a trellis, he had never had such a huge crop before, which is great. Great for him. So Craig deals with several different environmental factors out there. We're not talking about, you know, hailstorms or tornadoes, something a little bit more everyday. And those issues are high heat and high light. So when I talk about high heat, what I mean is high water usage, right? Okay, so how did he solve this problem? He used a trellis. He created a trellis using a length of cattle fencing. These panels are about 16 foot long, and they are about 50 inches wide. What he did was he buried one end, the short end, of the fencing into the ground, a foot, and then he created an arch with it, burying the other end of the cattle fencing, and he was able to walk underneath it. So I don't know how many feet between one end and the other, but he created an arch probably 6 foot tall, maybe a little bit more. Okay, and then so we're addressing the high heat, the high water usage issue in this manner. So this is what he did. As you know, the hotter it is, the more water that plants use, right? Especially cucumber plants, since cucumbers themselves are very high in water. He found restaurant-sized tomato sauce cans, right? Okay, where am I going with this? Try to follow me here. These sauce cans are about 105 ounces. They hold that much. And so what he did was he created a cylinder, a metal cylinder. He removed both ends of this can. He buried the cans a few inches deep. And then he planted the cucumber plant. He also did this with his tomato plants, but that's another story. He put the cucumber plant inside of the can. And so every time he watered, he would fill the can up all the way to the top. And rather than spilling water all over the place, the can held the water in, and it would eventually trickle down into the ground. So he was able to keep up with all the water that the cucumber plant needed for optimal growth by filling up the can with water. So he really only had to water every day rather than several times a day. Okay, so the next issue he had to deal with was high light. He's growing these cucumber plants up this trellis, and they're exposed to the very, very intense light in South Dakota. The light is so intense that it will burn leaves, right? That's how intense light is out there, especially the very fragile cucumber leaves because they're very thin. So he's got these plants growing up a trellis. They're exposed to all of this light. They're burning. So what does he do? He puts a frost cloth over top of the trellis, very lightly, very loose, so that it's just barely touching the tops of the leaves. And frost cloth is white, so it's reflective. So it's reflecting some of the very intense light off of the plants, and it's bringing in just enough light for the plants to grow normally. Okay, so that's the high heat and the high light. And what else did my brother figure out from this experiment of growing cucumbers up a trellis? Well, a couple of things. He found that he had better airflow among the leaves and vines because everything was up off the ground. Nothing was all jumbled together in one mass. So when there's better airflow, there's less disease. In fact, Craig said he had no disease whatsoever, no powdery mildew, nothing like that. Great, that's awesome. Another thing he found was that because plants weren't all jumbled up on top of each other, pollinators could actually find the flowers. So when the pollinators found the flowers, he got more flowers and he got more fruit. So that's another reason he had a better harvest, was because the pollinators were able to find the flowers. And then once his fruits came out, they were hanging on a trellis, which is really cool. The fruits were not on the ground. That kept them cleaner, less dirt, less disease. And they also didn't develop those yellow patches that you get on anything that lies on the ground, you know, like the melons or zucchini or pumpkins. His cucumbers were all green, 360. It was great. And another bonus, he was able to keep those cucumbers off the ground and away from any sort of ground-dwelling little pest, like, you know, bunnies or rodents of any sort. So Craig is already planning his cucumber trellising for next year, and he was mentioning that he's going to do a crop rotation in his garden. So all he has to do, he figures, is move the trellis and the cans about a yard away from where they were planted last year. And that moves the whole crop just enough so that he's far enough away from any sort of soil-borne diseases in the ground. He's very excited for next year, and so am I, because I think I'm going to try this too. That is it for this episode of the Just Veggies podcast, and until the next one, see you on the other side.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.